Here's today's In Touch devotion.
Today's scripture reading is 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 5 through 15. What then is Apollos, and what is Paul? Servants through whom you believed, even as the Lord gave opportunity to each one. I planted, Apollos watered, but God was causing the growth. So then, neither the one who plants nor the one who waters is anything, but God who causes the growth. Now he who plants and he who waters are one, but each will receive his own reward according to his own labor. For we are God's fellow workers. You are God's field, God's building. According to the grace of God which was given to me, like a wise master builder, I laid a foundation, and another is building on it. But each man must be careful how he builds on it. For no man can lay a foundation other than the one which is laid, which is Jesus Christ. Now if any man builds on the foundation with gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, straw, each man's work will become evident. For the day will show it, because it is to be revealed with fire, and the fire itself will test the quality of each man's work. If any man's work, which he has built on it, remains, he will receive a reward. If any man's work is burned up, he will suffer loss, but he himself will be saved, yet so as through fire.
Have you ever thought about the Lord as your rewarder? Scripture tells those of us who are believers that he honors something as simple as offering a cup of cold water, or as momentous as dying a martyr's death for Christ. Nothing will be overlooked by our loving Savior. In Matthew 25:21, we see these rewards described as praise from God, increased responsibility in the kingdom, and sharing in the joy of Christ. The scriptures also speak of several crowns which God will give to those who have faithfully lived for Jesus rather than for themselves. The more obediently we have lived for the Savior, the greater will be our capacity to reflect His glory for all eternity. Our greatest reward will be the Lord Himself. Our relationship with Him will be absolutely perfect, with no sin ever causing interference. As much as we enjoy the Lord on earth, communing with Him will prove even richer and more satisfying in heaven. The materials we build within this life will determine how God rewards us in the life to come. If we live for Him now, we'll eventually have the privilege of laying our crowns at His feet. May we live each day on earth as an opportunity to invest for eternity.